855 453 as we launch into the second hour of the program. Still to come, the 10-year-old boy who was strip searched at his school over a lost $20 bill. We told you about the story when it went down, but now a court has made a decision, and we will share that with you coming up tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Okay. Oink, oink, oink. Oink, oink, oink.
What is that? I don't know. It's an inside joke.
Oink, oink, oink.
Those are always best inside jokes.
Oh, it'll be made clear later.
Will it now?
Yeah, I'm setting it up way ahead.
All right, I like this. Johnny Ray comes to the show with a strategy, and I appreciate that. And who are you?
I think he's just smelling the cleaning supplies that he does when he does the janitor work.
And you are, sir?
Mark.
Okay. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Chris is in Santa Cruz listening to KOMY. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Just super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I wanted to mention something about agorism. You guys were asking about, like, how many people do you have to convince to go along with an agorist strategy before it starts to work? Well, the unique and interesting thing about agorism is that unlike voting or education or revolution, which all of which are not, you know, useless, and I think there's a place for all of them as strategies, they're all strategies that you need to convince a certain amount of people to go along with. You need to reach a kind of critical mass before your efforts yield any fruit. Agorism is one of the only strategies where you don't need to convince anyone for your efforts to yield fruit, because the whole point is that you are personally bypassing the state. So, you know, the only person you need to convince is yourself. In addition, it's helpful if you can get a critical mass in other people. But just in committing to these this strategy yourself, you can reap the benefits individually.
I think that what you point out is one of the sort of selling points of agorism. The difficulty is, you know, being in an industry where one can be successful enough being an agorist to live a good life. And I think I have only seen a few examples, and if you eliminate marijuana and other illicit substances from these examples, it gets really sparse.
Well, let me point out that acting in an agoristic manner isn't limited to the producer side of economics. It's also relevant to consumers. Anytime you use BitTorrent kinds of sites or things like that, you're behaving agoristically. You're bypassing intellectual property, intellectual monopoly laws, and you're doing that in your role as a consumer, not as a producer.
Hey, you know, I buy from farm stands too. I doubt very seriously those people are sending a lot of money to Uncle Sam as a result.
So this gets us to a discussion, and for those just tuning in, agorism. It gets us to a discussion on what is agorism, because I've heard it advocated both ways, and one way would be that anyone who is doing anything of a, you know, business-oriented sort of nature, you're arguing that even file sharing would count, but business-oriented nature without begging the state's permission to do so, without paying taxes for privileges and things like that, and permission slips, licensing, and all that, to just go and do your thing is agorism. But others would say that you have to have a certain belief that the purpose of your business has to be to dismantle the state. It has to be to supplant or replace the state over time, and that only then can your unlicensed business or your free business or whatever you want to call it be an agorist business. What is your definition of it, Chris?
I see it as kind of being in the crosshairs of both a lifestyle and a form of activism. I see it mainly as circumventing the state rather than attempting to change it, rather than lobbying the state either through its channels or through overthrow or through education. It's just attempting to route around and live your life the way ideally you would anyway if the state weren't there.
I think that's the best. I think that's a good definition, and I personally support the wider definition because, as Johnny Ray pointed out, the word agora means the marketplace. So if you are engaging in the marketplace on a free basis without begging the state's permission, whether that means you're selling flowers or you're selling cannabis, that you are an agorist, whether or not you understand what the ideas of liberty are, I don't think really factor in. But there are some real purist agorist types that would disagree with that.
Yeah,
plus, agorism one time was very specifically based on Samuel Edward Konkin III's works, which I haven't read, but you could say that
the broader definition of it, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't read his manifesto, the New Libertarian Manifesto, but I've heard a few talks and read a little bit, and I'm pretty sure that he had a broader definition that was more in line with the circumventing, the routing around the state kind of definition.
I read it years ago, but I can't
remember what specifically he said on the subject, but I think that he took a more broad view, and a broad view when it served him in it.
But he also, and if I'm recalling correctly from the New Libertarian Manifesto, which really kind of outlined the idea of agorism, he had certain ideas for the stages that things would go in. So, you know, that people doing their own businesses is an important part of the initial stage, but eventually, you know, someone's going to have to enter into the area of providing things like protection services, providing fire protection, providing, you know, road repair, doing some of the classic things that the people calling themselves the state have done, and that eventually that with enough people shifting their money over to those services, that eventually the state services would die off. And that's my understanding, but it's been years since I read it.
And you can see how successful that is with, say, the public school system. That the public school system, you know, people can basically get free middle-class babysitting, and everybody's switching over to private models, right?
No, they're not.
They're really not.
That's a great point. Chris, anything else you want to share on this?
What I remember mainly about that point is actually Rothbard's criticism of that view of agorism is basically saying that so much of the important aspect of, you know, of the economy happens on a large scale, on a visible scale, so that it's not feasible for agorism to supplant those kinds of things because, you know, obviously the more visible you are, if you're a big factory, you know, you'll be stamped out more easily and targeted more easily by the state. It's easier to do on a small scale with things that are decentralized and, you know, not so visible.
School's not that case. From a supplier side, one could run a homeschool sort of school. You could say, you know, send your homeschooled kids to me, and I'll take care of them during the day
from your home.
Yeah, from your home, and you're not nearly as visible as you know, opening up a little building with a little flag in front and saying school on it. You could be pretty invisible in that manner.
But the people are visible. The fact that you're having actual people like come to a place and leave the school system, that's visible. And I think the state probably is inclined to target people who, in any very large numbers, want to, you know, eject themselves from the public school system. But
well, that's a problem. There aren't any large numbers of those people. And that's, I think, one of the things we need to change is get those numbers of people together in the same area so that these endeavors can be more successful. And, Chris, I thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Rothbard said in The State versus Liberty, Konkin's entire theory speaks only to the interests and concerns of the marginal classes who are self-employed. The great bulk of the people are full-time wage workers. There are people with steady jobs. Konkinism has nothing whatsoever to say to these people. To adopt Konkin's strategy then would, on this ground alone, serve up a dead end for the libertarian movement. We cannot win if there is no possibility of speaking to the concerns of the great bulk of wage earners in this and other countries.
Great point. And
it's possible to work, you know, from an agorist standpoint, but it's hard to find.
Hard to get a job as an agorist.
It's hard to get a job as an agorist. It's hard to get the wages that you deserve, you know, sort of, you know, commensurate wages.
The going rate.
Yeah, the going rate you know, benefits and not get treated like, you know, some kind of, I don't know, fourth-rate citizen. You know, really, if you work under the table, it's pretty tough. Now, you can go door-to-door and sort of do handyman stuff, but you got to work it to make that happen.
Yeah, it's an entrepreneurial strategy, and I think that's a great point to keep in mind, Johnny Ray, is that most people aren't entrepreneurs. They're just not. They're not trained to be. It doesn't mean they couldn't be. Maybe they could be if they, you know, weren't raised by government schools and taught to just plug into the system for their whole lives and do what you're told, get a job, be a, you know, career person, retire at age 65, have some kids in there somewhere, pay off your college debts and all that stuff. That's not the entrepreneurial
role. But you could do it on your own, I think is what the caller was trying to point out, and I think in a lot of cases it's true.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts with us. Entrepreneurialism, agorism, Free Detroit. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you take control here toll-free at 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 855-453. 450 free tonight. It's Ian
and Johnny Ray
and Mark,
and of course you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and you can listen to the show. We've got live streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the program there. listen.freetalklive.com takes you to those. Plus you can learn about our over 120 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've got satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We've also got our free-to-air channel, which is available across most of Central and North America for free, courtesy of Bitcoin. There's also the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about getting tuned in.
All investments have risk, but you're going to have to take some calculated risks if you want to make some money. That's just how it goes. ForcefieldEnergy.com is poised, in my opinion, to make money in two sectors, the industrial LED lighting sector and the organic Rankine cycle conversion unit sector. I admit, I hadn't heard about them either, but they've got a management team that can lead this company, and including David Natan, who's the CEO there. His second publicly traded company that he's managed, the first one that he was in charge of for 3 years. The stock price went from $9 a share, kind of commensurate to where you can see FNRG currently now. That's Force Field Energy at FNRG is their ticker symbol, to $63 a share, all in 3 years. I expect to see it going up in the relatively near future. I really love how the management team has an ownership stake in the company. You can find the company at forcefieldenergy.com. Anybody can buy FNRG on the open exchange through some kind of brokerage account. But if you've got enough money to participate in the private placement, you can get a stock that's currently at $5.19, I believe, is what their share price is currently, 5 to 18. You can get it for $4 a share. That's a big savings, and that's how you make money. You buy low, you sell high. So get your money on sale here by going to forcefieldenergy.com and getting a hold of them. With the private placement, you're going to have to wait 6 months to sell. That's just how the government rules work on this. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Click on the Contact Us link there to get in touch with them. They've got email and telephone there. ForceFieldEnergy.com.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Eric in South Lake Tahoe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark. Hello, Eric. Eric in South Lake Tahoe, going once. Eric in South Lake Tahoe, going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Let's try Matula in Washington, listening online. Hello, Matula.
Good afternoon, or what is it over there in the East Coast? Evening?
It is past 8 p.m. Here. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, actually, I wanted to ask your opinion, or Mark's, or Johnny Ray's, or somebody's opinion on what do you think our president is going to say? Is he going to really try to sell it, or is he going to back off? What the whole serious situation? Because you're going to have
some kind of statement tonight.
Yeah. At 9 p.m., Barack Obama will go on television across the country.
He's going to back off.
No, I think I disagree. I think he's going to sell it.
He's going to back off. He's going to say we got some diplomatizing to do here. We're going to back off.
Exactly. I agree with Johnny Ray.
Yeah, Russia's come on the scene and they're exactly. They're doing whatever they're doing. We got to figure out what they're doing.
You know, what's the darn shame right now, Vladimir Putin is the leader of the free world, kind of, really. You know, that's the damn shame. But it's
I don't know about that. I think Ian Freeman is the leader of the free world.
I hear you. I'm pretty sure if
you're gay in Russia, you would very vehemently disagree with that statement because there's all kinds of ridiculous anti-gay laws there.
He's not Stalin. People make him out to be so bad. At least he has the balls to stand up to Obama.
Going on? I have to plead ignorance here. I don't know what the latest is on the Syria thing. What's going on with Russia?
He's smart enough to know as a eugenicist as he may be, or a dictator, whatever. Yeah, he's an evil person, but he's trying to avoid World War III. You know what I mean? That's what Putin's trying to do, and I commend him for it. I don't agree with nothing he does, but you know what I'm saying? At least he has the balls to stand up to Obama and try to avoid World War III.
Well, Russia made a proposal to Syria I'm sure I'm going to get some of this wrong, to take custody of all of their chemical weapons in order to prevent U.S. strikes.
And so this would be like some sort of public thing, like, okay, we're handing over all of our chemical weapons, but, you know, why would anyone believe that they've handed them all over? Is that what you're suggesting?
Just saying there's a bunch of warships over there right now, you know what I mean? A bunch of warships from everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Wow, it's panning out to be not a pretty sight. I commend the Putin, man. Like I said, I don't agree with him at all. He's But, yeah, that's my take for
tonight. Thanks for bringing that up, Mutula. I appreciate you calling about that tonight because I had not gotten that detail. And thank you, Johnny Ray, for sharing. Mutula, appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Russia, Vladimir Putin is saying Russian military is going to go and take all of their chemical weapons for safekeeping? Is that the plan?
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Tuesday, that's today, that Russia is now working with Syria to prepare a detailed plan of action, which will be presented shortly. And that's all I got to say about that.
Of them handing over their chemical weapons to Russia, is the idea maybe that they're going to get them back someday? As soon as the U.S. backs down, or what?
Well, I guess as soon as as soon as they're not gassing, they're not in a civil war anymore, is the idea or whatever. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. It's certainly a superior outcome for Assad to turn over his chemical weapons to to Russia
as opposed to being bombed.
The United States isn't going to stop with some Tomahawk missiles either, and he and his family could die in those attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that. What I think is going to happen is the Obama administration appears to have some sort of evidence. I don't mean proof. Evidence that has lawmakers who have seen the evidence convinced that Syria did the gassing. More and more Americans are convinced that that Assad gassed his own people.
And these were the rebels that were gassed, is that right?
Well, it was in an area that was held by the government forces, I think.
Okay.
I can't remember precisely. There's been no proof. The AP asked Obama for proof. The Obama administration said, no, we're not giving it to you.
Isn't it true that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it true that the American people in polls have said that even if it was the Syrian government that did this, that they still wouldn't support invasion.
Right. They still don't.
More bombings.
Right.
They're not wanting to go to more war. American people, correct?
Just have no interest
in it. Like overwhelming numbers, correct? Like even if
it was 80%, I believe that Assad did the gassing now.
So like even if Obama tonight
80% against the war, 70% believe he did the gassing.
Even if Obama tonight shows a video footage of Assad, ordering this this strike, then even then in that case, Americans are against the idea of going.
It doesn't appear as though it'll fly. So he's got to get out there and whip them up. That's what I say.
So, Johnny Ray, you're saying he's going to back down?
Yes.
And Mark's saying the opposite. I'm saying I got no clue. I'm paying almost no attention to this.
People in the government escalate. They don't equivocate. They escalate.
That's true. Mark, I think you got something there. I might have to side with you on this one. 855.
Drone Johnny asses. Johnny Ray's ass.
I'll bet you half a Bitcoin.
God, no.
Wow, that's confident. 855-450-FREE. The toll-free number. You may take control here. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us here on these airwaves to talk about whatever it is that you might find interesting. And again, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Brought to you by SACL CAI. We have Skype. You can Skype the show at username lrn.fm. So if you're ever to get in touch with us, the way that is best for you. The Free State Project, it's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. There are a lot of projects out there that are riffing on the idea of the Free State Project, borrowing from it here and there, but the other projects don't have the overall plan, I don't think. They don't have the vision for a truly free state. Now, of course, I disagree with the idea of the state in the first place.
That is an oxymoron.
It is. I agree, and I think most of the people that are in the Free State Project would admit to that. But the idea is a big idea. The idea is to set this landmass that we know of as New Hampshire free. And it's much more accomplishable than a lot of the other move here projects that are out there. It's also been around a lot longer, too.
And about the...
New Hampshire was first to market.
The argument about semantics there, the free state, I'm not going to let a semantic argument get between me and more liberty.
Yeah, absolutely.
If New Hampshire gets increases its level of freedom by 50% over my lifetime, I've benefited. Whereas I don't see that happening in, all I see is governments growing and, going bankrupt around the country. When governments go bankrupt, they believe that you are the government, so therefore they're simply going to come after you and confiscate wealth to make themselves whole.
It doesn't matter if you're an agorist. There are plenty of them here. It doesn't matter if you are a minarchist. There are people that are of that belief system here, too. all you have to agree to join the Free State Project is that you will, well, first of all, you can't advocate violence or bigotry or racism, but aside from that, you also agree that you'll move to New Hampshire and you will exert the fullest practical effort to achieving a society in which the maximum role of government is a protection of life, liberty, and property. So if that's something that you could agree with, because, again, somebody like me, I don't like the idea of the state at all, I want to get rid of that idea, I can still fit underneath that because maximum role of government being the protection of life, liberty, and property. I don't want any role for the state in my life. But, you know, there's a wide range of activists here in the Free State Project. And I think that's one of the movement's strengths. I think that there are these alternative projects out there that, well, we only want agorist, atheist, peaceful parents to move to our Asheville, North Carolina project. I think there's a problem when you start whittling the liberty population down further and further and further. It's hard as hell to get people to commit to moving to New Hampshire to get active for liberty, and we're not trying to whittle anything down beyond, you know, maximum role of government is da-da-da-da, what I was saying before. So I think the Free State Project is the most successful by far, numbers-wise, and it has the potential to be the most successful on into the future. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more. Get signed up. Over 14,700 people are participants in this project. Now, not all of them have moved yet. We're waiting until 20,000. Most are waiting until 20,000. Then there's a five-year window where the rest of, you know, that those thousands of people have to move to New Hampshire. Some of us, like those of us on the show tonight, are what are called early movers. We decided we didn't want to wait until 20,000, and thank goodness we didn't, because over 1,100 people are already here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. Nearly 1,000 of those 1,100 have moved from various different places. Johnny Ray, you're from Asheville.
Yep.
And I'm from Florida.
Paris of the South.
And Mark, you're from Florida as well. So people have made the move, and it's a good thing they have because they've started some wonderful activism projects here that have made New Hampshire even more attractive. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more, and then get signed up. We'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire where your activism can actually be successful. Just as an example, I used to do liberty activism in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from. I was involved with the Libertarian Party at that time. There were maybe 10 to 15 people maximum in the Libertarian Party. Your average Libertarian Party meeting would be like 5 to 10 people. Maybe you'd hit 15 or 20 during a presidential season or something like that. So not a whole lot of people, and Sarasota was a much larger metro area than Keene, New Hampshire. And there are far more activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, than there were in Sarasota, Florida. And the activists here are far more active than the activists were in Florida as well. In Florida, we had one guy, I think, who ran for political office back then. Now, again, I don't consider activism just running for political office. I've done civil disobedience. I've been put in jail for civil disobedience. I do media. I do outreach. I'll do anything that I think could result in more freedom down the line. But political activism is important, is an important factor too, because, well, you can actually win an election in New Hampshire. And this year, I'm proud to say that here in Keene, which historically has been known as kind of a place for apolitical people to move, I think that Keene has set a record. It certainly has set a record for Keene, and it may have set a record for any other area of the state. As I pointed out in a blog post at freekeene.com earlier this evening, there are 6 liberty activists who are running for municipal seats this year here in Keene. There are several people running for city council seats, and 2 liberty activists are currently running for the mayoral position. Our very own Daryl Perry from Monday nights here on Free Talk Live is running for mayor here in town. Our friend Rich Paul, who is currently in jail on cannabis sales charges, is also running for mayor. So we've actually got 2 liberty candidates in the mayoral race. They are running against the incumbent. So liberty candidates here in Keene are literally in most of the elections that are, you know, most of the city council and the mayor election are the only opposition to the incumbent. There's There are three races where no one is opposing the incumbent, so we don't have a full slate of candidates, but we've got three people in three of the ward seats. There are six ward seats being elected this year, so we've got half the ward seats with a Liberty candidate in them, being the only opposition to the one incumbent, basically. And there, I guess there's one election where it's not an incumbent, it's somebody who's new, but it's a previous incumbent's wife, so, yeah, you know, kids and family. Yeah. And so, and then there's, of course, the mayoral race. I am in the at-large race where there's something like 9 or 10 different candidates. I'm the only Liberty candidate there. But in the ward races, literally, if it weren't for the Liberty candidates, these incumbents would be walking into office. There would be nobody at all opposing them whatsoever. So I'm really happy to see that that people are stepping up this year, because previously, in previous years, it had been maybe one or two Liberty candidates in the political races here in Keenan. And I don't know if any other area of New Hampshire, as far as the Liberty community is concerned, even Manchester, I don't know if they've fielded this this many candidates in a municipal election before. So I'm going to go ahead and claim that that Keene is currently leading.
It's a victory.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if anyone's going to win the election.
I got two bitcoins that says everyone loses.
I tend to think that everyone's going to lose
by
as well.
At least 65%.
I'm not willing to vote on that. But we actually did go back and looked at the mayoral election for Keene from last time. So the current incumbent was elected for the first time in the last election, and the guy who ran against him only got like 13%. So it was literally a slaughter. It was this attorney versus this local, you know, hippie TV producer guy, and the attorney just slammed him. So hopefully Daryl W. Perry or Rich Paul will be able to do better than 13%. But either way, it doesn't matter, Johnny Ray. Whether or not we win is not, for me at least, is not the goal. I can't speak for the other candidates. For me, the goal is I'm going to get to have a newspaper piece. They're going to give me a questionnaire. They give every candidate, you know, the same questions. You fill out your answers to the questions, and they print those answers.
That's big.
And for the most part, they don't edit the answers from what I can tell. I mean, if you were to put the F-bomb in, they might edit that out, but... So that's you know, almost free press, because it cost me $2 to file for city council here. So that's pretty much free. Daryl said that he filed once when he was in Birmingham, Alabama for mayor, and it was $300 to file there. Here it's $5 to file for mayor. So isn't that interesting? It's so cheap to run for political office here in New Hampshire, and still, like in most political races, nobody does it. And actually, in Birmingham, Daryl said there was 8 candidates on for mayor, or 9 candidates on for mayor down there. So really, New Hampshire is a ripe political opportunity. There's, in a lot of cases, nobody running. So, or just the incumbent. Nobody's running against the incumbent. 855-450-FREE. Go to freestateproject.org, and you can get involved in the most exciting and successful, thus far, liberty movement known to man. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like the show, then please do. Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It really makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. Coming up here in exactly 1 month from today, Mark and myself will be getting on an airplane, and we will be going to Los Angeles, where the Talkers seminar is happening, Talkers convention. It's Talkers Magazine is kind of the premier industry, talk industry publication. And, man, this is going to be an exciting, seminar to be at, considering there's a lot of changes that are afoot in the talk radio industry.
One of the big syndicates, TRN, seems to be having a great deal of financial problems, and there's a lot of sort of... a lot of
fallout from that.
A lot of flux going on.
So we may...
God.
What's that?
Really? That's... fascinating.
TRN is one of the independents, the most successful,
independent.
Syndicates out there. If you've heard of Michael Savage or Laura Ingraham, these are two talk hosts who at one time, for a long time, were part of TRN. They actually bailed out on the company a year ago. Maybe they saw the writing on the wall, or they knew, you know, what was coming, because now TRN is almost out of business. They're shutting down most of their operations this week, and other talk show hosts like Rusty Humphries or Jerry Doyle, these are a couple of the hosts they have. You familiar with Babylon 5?
Yeah, I know that it's a thing.
One of the actors in that show is a talk show host now, and you know, he's a relatively popular talk show host. I guess he interviewed Ron Paul at one point. Well, apparently...
Wasn't Phil on TRN?
Phil Hendry was on TRN, and he bailed out about 2 months ago. So, again, they lost a lot of their big-name talent over the last year, and they're claiming that it's this other big company in the business, Dial Global, that has been withholding payments from TRN. And there's this big like court battle that's going on between them and this other big syndicator, and it's a mess. But anyway,
it's a mess.
As a result, they're crumbling, and whenever businesses go under in the radio world, Free Talk Live benefits. So, essentially, I feel a bit like a vulture in times like this.
I use the term the Megalozorastrodon of the radio industry, and the Megalozorastrodon is that little rat-like creature that you always see, like, eating the Triceratop eggs.
Mm.
And I'm sorry. They're the old thing. And Free Talk Live is the new thing. We've got the new ideas. We're bringing the new stuff.
We've been doing this a decade, though.
Indeed.
In radio time, that's still pretty new.
Mammals didn't show up right away, my friend. It took them a little while. And every time somebody, you know, one of the dinosaurs falls, boom, Free Talk Live goes and takes out a chunk.
It reminds me of something that happened locally a few years ago, right, when Blockbuster closed.
Oh, yeah.
There were these commercials on the radio from the proprietor of Video Headquarters.
Yeah, that's right. They've got a good jingle.
And the man said, hey, I feel bad anytime a business here in Keene closes, especially when it's somebody in my industry, especially when a video store closes. Mm-hmm. That I don't like that. But we're extending a welcome to all these people, and it was classy as hell.
Really? That's the way to do it.
And I'm getting the opposite of that message from you right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to be classy about this.
He had to write his little bit earlier, and I'm like, look, there's no reason to go after these people. Just say the court case has not been decided, because I don't know. I have no idea what the dispute between Mark Masters and
the head of TRN.
TRN's, you know, management guy and the, you know, Dial Global folks. I have no clue. And the fact that Free Talk Live gets network ads from Dial Global makes you look even sleazier, by the way.
I didn't know that.
It doesn't matter if you know. That's why one keeps it classy.
I'm just reporting the news, okay? And the news is that this syndicate is going under, basically. They're claiming they're going to continue operations in a press release yesterday, but they also said they were shutting down their news network division, so that's done for. And then the next thing that happened was their morning team came to work this morning, and the guy on the morning team walked out after the first segment, and then the woman who's on the morning team walked out after the first hour, and then that's it. Show was over at that point, so they started playing repeats of that show. Rusty Humphries tried to talk about this issue on the air on his show in his first segment. They cut his mic.
Whoa.
And Jerry Doyle apparently didn't even show up to work. And word is, I talked to a general, because I call radio stations for a living during the daytime, I talked to a general manager who says he had one of these show hosts' phone numbers at home. He called this host at home, I won't say which one it was, but he called this host at home. The host said he hasn't been paid since May. So
it's not looking
things
good.
Are not looking good for this company. And the fact is, you know, when I market Free Talk Live to radio station program directors, it's my job to sell the show to them as something that's reliable. You know, we're there 7 days a week. We're live. We've been doing it for a decade. Our syndicate.
We can work on almost nothing.
Our syndicate is financially healthy. GCN is our syndicate. They're the company that kind of puts the show together. They put us up on the satellite so stations can take us down. GCN owns their own building. They are debt-free. GCN's owned by Midas Resources, which if you've listened to the show for a long time, you know Midas Resources is a great source to get gold and silver. That's primarily what's behind the Genesis Communications Network, which
GCN
is our network.
Good as gold.
Yeah, and go to gold.freetalklive.com if you want to get your hands on some gold and some silver, which is a fine, fine idea. So my point being that, you know, I have to point out to these radio program directors, hey, look, this company over here, unstable as hell, you're going to possibly lose their shows. Over here, Free Talk Live, very stable, same place, same time for the last decade. The syndicate is rock solid. They've been around for a long time, and they're profitable. So, you know, that's my job, is to compare Free Talk Live to these other shows and give these program directors the confidence, or try to, you know, give them confidence to go with us as a replacement. So that's some of what's been going on in the business these days. And so it's going to be an interesting convention to tie this back around into the AMP discussion. You can AMP the show and help us market Free Talk Live to these very radio stations that, you know, they don't know it, but they would really like to have Free Talk Live on the air. They just don't know who we are yet. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And I'm not saying all stations don't know who we are. I call hundreds of them, but I can't call them all. So thank you for doing that. amp.freetalklive.com. Robert is in Vermont listening on LRN.FM. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I wanted to comment on the video I saw on Facebook a few days ago. There was a there was a checkpoint that went on over in Walpole, New Hampshire, over North Walpole. And I watched the video, and my question is, where was the crime? I mean, they asked you to pull over. The guy rolled the window down. The trooper, comes over, and he's pretty much got his face, right up into his, and he's asking questions. And watching the whole video, it looked like you guys were being interrogated. To me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's basically what they do at a DUI checkpoint. They want to ask you a bunch of questions so they can throw you off, and if you are inebriated, that you will show signs of being inebriated. I actually looked at their filing, because in order to do a DUI checkpoint, I think this may be true in most states, that the state police in this case had to file at the Superior Court to get this approval from a judge to set the checkpoint up. So you can actually look through their entire filing, and it does say in there that when the officer pulls you over, they're supposed to ask for, of course, your license and registration. And then as the person, or the victim in this case, is getting their license and registration, the officers are instructed to continue asking questions. You know, questions like, so where are you coming from? Where are you going? What are you doing tonight? You know, that kind of thing.
They're purposely trying to break conversation, and then, obviously they're looking around and stuff like that. And my question is, there was no crime at all that happened.
That's correct.
What would have happened if you would have just said, hi guys, waved, and just kept right on going?
Ooh, that is an excellent question. If you just ignore their request for you to pull over into their secondary search area?
I mean, if you're driving along, if you're not speeding or doing anything wrong, where's the crime?
That is an excellent question. I'm sure they would come up with something to charge you with. It might be failure to obey or some sort of generic charge like that, because the suggestion is that, whenever a police officer tells you to do something, you have to do it.
To end this here, over in Vermont now, when they have a checkpoint over here, all the troopers will all be in the road, and you pull up and you stop, and they just look at the seatbelt and they just send you on your way. That's it.
I totally get where you're coming from. I've got the video, actually, and maybe we'll, if the audio's good, I haven't checked the audio on it yet, but if the audio's good, I'll check that here during the news, and maybe we'll play this, because it's a pretty interesting video, I have to say, and it is available at freekeen.com. It's probably several posts down now that Garrett Ian posted that. Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. It's an excellent question. What was the crime? 855-450-FREE, DUI checkpoint video that you should not attempt at home, coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.